Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Mem Amud Aleph. We're holding on Mem Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the top, by the word Taima. So says the Gemara, Taima de Lulav Bashishas Hanichnas L'Shviyasu. We mentioned in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to pay for the Esrog. When you buy an Esrog from an Am Haaretz during Shemitah, you can't pay him from the Esrog, but you are allowed to pay him for the Lulav. So we asked in the Gemara, why is it that you're not allowed to pay for the Esrog? So he says, because you're not allowed to give money for Demei Peir Shviyas to an Am Haaretz. You can't give Demei Peir Shviyas to an Am Haaretz. We don't trust him that he's going to use the money for the right things, and therefore you can't give him the money. I asked him, why is it that the Lulav you are allowed to pay for? So that we said in the Gemara, because the lulav in the case of the Mishnah happens to not have Kedusha Shvias, because it's a lulav which grew during the sixth year and it was picked during the seventh. So being that it grew during the sixth year, so it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. As opposed to the Esrog, even though it grew during the sixth year, being that it was picked during the seventh year, so in Esrog you go Basar Lakita and it does have Kedusha Shvias. So B'mikra, it happened to have been that the case of the Mishnah, that the Esrog had Kedusha Shvias and the lulav did not, so that's why you're allowed to pay for the lulav. So it says the Gemara, Taima de lulav Barshishas Anichnas L'Shviyasu. So it's mashma that the only reason why the lulav did not have Kedusha Shvias in the case of our Mishnah, it's because it's a lulav that grew in the sixth year, going into the seventh year. But it started off its growth in the sixth year. It's mashma, hadishviyas kadosh. It's mashma if it grew, if it has its chanata during the seventh year, during Shemitah, so then it would have Kedusha Shvias. The question is amai, why would a lulav have Kedusha Shvias? L'chayre eitzim ba'almahu. It's just wood. It's not something you eat. It's just eitzim. Ve'eitzim ein ben mishum kedusha shviyas. Eitzim don't have kedusha shviyas. The Tani, like we learned in the Braisa, that ali kanim va'ali gefanim shegavan l'chayvel apnei asada. If a person collected different branches from his field to put into storage, so the halacha is like this: likdan la'achila, if he took them to use as animal food, so these branches are he designated to, he took them to feed his animals, so yesh. So then it's going to have Kedusha Shvias. However, Likdan Le'etzim, if you took these branches to use as firewood, to use as Eitzim, so then Ein Behen Mishum Kedusha Shvias, so then it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. So L'chayra Lulav is also like Eitzim, and it should not have Kedusha Shvias, even if it grew during the seventh year. L'chayra, it's not in the Parsha Bechlal. So says the Gemara, no. Shani Hasim, over there by Eitzim, it's different. The Amar Kra, because the Torah says, Lachem Lo'achla. The Torah says you use Peir Shvias for yourself to eat. So we darshan from there, Lachem Dumya De La'achila. That you could use a lachem, you could use it for other things besides eating, but it has to be something that's similar to achila. Mi shahanasai ubiura ishave, which is something that you get hana from the pri, and you destroy the pri at the same time. When the person eats something, so he eats the apple, he gets the hana, and the apple goes away from the world all at the same time. The hana and the beer is shave. Yatsu eitzim, which is excluding firewood, shahanasan acher biuran. Firewood doesn't have kedusha shvias because it doesn't have this property of anasan ubiuran shave. Firewood, you light it on fire, the wood goes away, you wait till it turns into a coal, and then you cook on top of it. So the hana is after the beer, and therefore it does not have kedusha shvias. So what's the teretz? So Rashi fills in the blank. And a lulav is more daime, it is daime tachila. Because a lulav was standardly used as a broom. So a broom, the broom gets destroyed, the lulav gets destroyed at the same time that you're using it to sweep. So it's hanas and ubiuran shave, and therefore a lulav does have kedusha shvias. It's not like firewood, that the hana is after the beer. Rather, it's like achila, where hanas and ubiuran shave. Says the Gemara, Va'ika Eitzim the Mishcha and the Hanasan Ubiuran Shave. So now we just have a kash on the Braisa. The Braisa mentioned that if it was lit on Eitzim, it does not have Kedusha Shvias. The kasha is why? Not all wood is used for eating purposes. You have oily wood, eitz in the Mishkan, that you have a nasanu bi'uran shaved, that was used as a torch, as like a flashlight. And so that's something that you use it right as you burn it. So it's a nasanu bi'uran shaved. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, stam eitzim lahasaka hinaimdin. It's true that there is some eitzim that you have it, that hanasanu bi'uran shaved, but minastam eitzim is used as firewood for cooking, and therefore it's not going to have kedusha shvias. Says the Gemara now, the Eitzim la'asaka tanahi. This idea that Eitzim, which is used as firewood to cook, that it doesn't have Kedusha Shvias because you don't have Hanas and Biura and Shavim, that's not so pashut. That's really Machlekes Tanayim, whether or not there is this such a condition that for, that of Hanas and Biura and Shavim. The Tanya that we learned in the Braisa, so the Tanakama says that in Maisen Perish Shvias, Leila Mishra, Veloila Chvusa, you're not allowed to use Perish Shvias, let's say Perish Shvias wine. You can't use it to soak flax into it or to do your laundry in it, because in such a case, the wine has its beer, it gets destroyed, and you only get the hana from it. You only, let's say, wear the clothing much later. So therefore, you can't use Perish Shvias for this purpose. However, Rabbi Yaisi is Chaylik, Rabbi Yaisi, Aymer Maisen, you could. So you see, it's a Machlekes Tanayim about whether or not there's such a condition of Hanas and the Biura and Shavim. So now that we mentioned the Machlekes, the Gemara just wants to explain both Shitas. So my time at the Tanakama, what's the Makar for the Tanakama that he holds you can't use it, Lamishra and Likfusa? So the Makra La'achla, because the Torah says that Perish Shvias is to eat. V'loy Lamishra, v'loy Likfusa. It's not to do laundry and it's not to soak flax into it. My time is Rabbi Yaisi. Now why does Rabbi Yaisi say that you could use Perish Shvias for these other things? Because Amar Kro Lochem, because the Torah says Lochem, so we dash it from Lochem, Lochem Lochot Tzarcheichem. You could use it for anything you want. Vafilu Lemishra Lekvusa. You can even use it to soak flax and to do laundry. So ask the Gemara now, V'tanakama Haksiv Lochem. What does the Tanakama do with the fact that the Torah says Lochem? It's mashma, you could use it for other things besides eating. So says the Gemara, Inachanami, the Tanakama is Maida, you could use it for other things. However, Ahu Lochem Gum Yedach La'achilah. It has to be other usages that are similar to eating. Misha Hanasu Biurei Shave. It has to be something which you get Hana from it and the beer happens at the same time. Yatsu Mishru Kvusa Shanasan Acher Biuran. Excluding these things that you get the Hana after the beer. So that was the problem. Not because it's not eating, it's because it's not even similar to eating. It's not Hanasan Biuran Shave. It's Hanasan Acher Biuran. Rabbi Yaisi Aksiv La'achla. Rabbi Yaisi says we dash it from Lachem, you could use Perish Shvias for anything you want. Ah, but the Torah says it's for eating. So says the Gemara, whom he boilei la'achla v'loi l'mlugma. He darshens from there that Perish Shvias is for eating, it's just la'afuke, using it for medicine. You can't use Perish Shvias for medicine. K'detani, like we learned in the Braisa, l'chem v'loi l'mlugma. The la'achla teaches us that you can't use Perish Shvias as a medicine. Ata aimer la'achla v'loi l'mlugma, eino ela v'loi l'kvusa. Maybe it means that you can't use it for laundry. So no, kishu aimer lachem, when the Torah says lachem, aimer the kavusa amar, that must be telling us that you are allowed to use it for laundry. So hamani mekayim la'achla, so what am I going to exclude from la'achla? It can't be to exclude laundry. Lachem already tells me that you could use it for laundry. It must be la'achla v'lei l'melogma, that you could use it for eating and not for medicine. Well, says the Gemara, why, who says to dash in the psukim like that? Ma'ra Isa, the rabbi says, akvusa, lohaitzi esam alugma. Who says that lochem is coming to be marbe, that you could use it for laundry, and lo'achla is coming to tell me that you can't use it for medicine? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe lochem is to teach me it's for you to use even for medicine, and lo'achla is to teach me it's for eating, and not for doing laundry. So how do you know to dash in the psukim the way you did? So says the Gemara, Marba Aniyas Kvusa Sheshava B'chol Adam. It makes more sense to allow Kvusa because that's a need that everybody has. Umaitze Aniyas Amalugma, Umaitze Samalugma She'ena Shava L'chol Adam. As opposed to medicine, which is not Shava L'chol Adam, people don't at all times need medicine, and therefore it would make more sense to exclude medicine and to include laundry. Now says the Gemara, Mantana Lahadutan Rabbanan, who is the author of the following Braisa. The Braisa says, La'achla v'loim l'mlugma, that Perish Shvias is to eat and not for medicine. La'achla v'loim l'zilof, it's not to be used as zilof, as an air freshener. La'achla v'loim lasas mimenu apik tavizin, it's not to be used as something that helps a person induce vomit. So all these things are things that maybe it is considered hanas and biura, that the hana is after the beer, so that would work even according to the Tanakama, but it's specifically a list of things that are not shavu l'chol adam. The Brice is only choosing things which are not shavu l'chol adam. So says the Gemara, that's kaman k'Rabbi Yaisi. That must be like Rabbi Yaisi, that the ikr factor is that it's not shavu l'chol adam. The Rabbanon, hayikanami mishu kvusa. If it's like the Rabbanon, so why would the Brice specifically choose examples of things that are not shavu l'chol adam? Teach a bigger chiddush, even things that are shavu l'chol adam. But being that it has its hana after the beer, it's still going to be aser. The Brice should have taught mishu kvusa. From the fact that the Brice didn't say mishu kvusa, it must be that the Braisa is not like the Tanakama, rather the Braisa is like Rabbi Yaisi.
Oyerayim.